T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
So this will be our first Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1, Extra 10, which is going to sometimes be 3 minutes long and sometimes be 20 minutes long, but the average will be 10 minutes.
The average 10-minute podcast after the show.
And it's going to be one little bonus, a bunch of content that we will post online within the hour of us getting off the air. So today, for our first show, Rodney Ho, radio reporter, radio and TV reporter for the AJC for how many years now?
14 years, 15 years.
So for as long as we've both been here.
Yeah, I said, I have to get this job because you guys are in the market.
So yeah.
There was an obvious correlation.
You say that with a little tremble in your voice. What does that mean?
No, I really enjoyed you guys early on. It was fun.
Thanks, man.
I mean, it was definitely a difference from that other show on Star a long time ago.
Yeah.
But welcome to Star, and I guess you're making this like me interviewing you type of
yeah,
podcast.
Whatever you got. So we knew you were coming in, and so whatever you want to ask us, ask away.
Well, how did you prep for day one? I know you did some dry runs, whatever that means. Is that just doing shows as if it's a real show, or did you not have time? Or
it wasn't really a show like a real show. We came in the studio and started working with the equipment because they built all of this out for us brand new. Turned the table around, just fixed it all up so that Marino's in a studio that we can see. David's in a studio with a window that we can see. So we just wanted to make sure that we could take phone calls, we could do whatever. But as far as content goes, we just made it up off the top of our head in the moment that we were doing it.
But did you have friends call you to see whether the phones worked?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff's fiance Callie called us to make sure that it worked.
She was the first official 10 callers of the practice runs of the show.
Yeah.
So, but that was just to make sure, because the call gets screened
right
in one room and then gets put on a computer in this room, and then Marino in that room has to. So we just had to coordinate all that. It's a well-choreographed ballet, but we did it a few times, and I was nervous about the technical stuff going into today.
Like,
we joked yesterday that today would be our first real dry run. But technically, I think it was, for the most part, flawless.
And
I didn't hear anything that was like, yeah, I didn't hear anything that sounded really problematic. So
yeah. I mean, I think on preparation, Tuesday night's live show, the event was a ton of preparation for that. So we sat down and went through different ideas of what we were going to talk about and what we were going to share. And, because I think everybody listened to us on the air for a long time, but we wanted to make it clear that we're really good friends and we've been friends this whole time.
But you've been on air in 4 years, right, together.
Right. Yeah. So we wanted everybody to get that feel. So I think the preparation was more in putting together a really great event on Tuesday night than it was actually like in here practicing shows or whatever. Because we've done shows together.
Right. Was it like riding a bike this morning for you guys?
It felt really good.
It really was. Like, I think if I was to go back and listen to it, I bet I would hear more glitches in the first hour, right? Just things where I'm like, oh, we should have done that smoother. We should have talked through that more than in the last hour. Like, I felt like it was clunky, and then it got smoother and smoother. And I would guess by Monday, once we figure out, the hand signals and
right,
because it's like a third base coach in a baseball game, like through the whole thing, like we're waving at David, we're signaling Marino.
To hit the talk back button to talk to Marino instead of just trying to talk to him through soundproof glass.
Right.
Like he'll be like, push your button, just different little things like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like once the, now the train is rolling down the tracks, I feel like that'll get smoother and smoother as we go.
Do you have any regular features you're definitely going to do? Have you agreed on that yet, or is it you're going to surprise the world?
No, we've got some ideas that we've talked about. We're just not putting anything in as a regular feature.
Like, you're not going to do a Hollywood Minute type of thing?
Yeah, we don't have like a designated entertainment news segment. Just because
every other show has.
Well, every show has it, but
which doesn't mean you have to do it. I'm just saying it's
But here's
common.
The problem, philosophically, and I don't know if you can agree or disagree, Jen, but I think philosophically, well, we agree in this. We've talked about this. That if the entertainment news is big enough, then it just becomes news. Like, Kanye West isn't just limited to TMZ. Like, that will get a mention in
everywhere.
You know, if that ends up on CNN if he does something crazy when he announces he's, what, $58 million, $53 million in debt?
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, that ends up as a CNN story. You know what I mean? So we can cover it that way. And
we're going to be talking about entertainment news, but to just have a dedicated report every day just seems like you've already read those stories on Twitter.
If you're super interested in it, you already have the alerts on your phone.
Yeah.
That's true.
Somebody already sent you a push notification.
If you're a giant Kim Zolciak-Bierman fan like you are, Rodney Ho,
you know that.
You've got the alerts, and so when she adopts a pig, you know about it. You don't need us to tell you about it the next morning on the radio.
I simply used one quote from her.
I saw it.
I have substance.
She said sincerely.
Yes.
That was great.
Yes, indeed. But
you get that philosophy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to be talking about what's going on, but it doesn't have to be...
What's the bar in terms of who you're going to bring in as guests? I mean, have you decided on that front? Like, what? I'm sure people will pitch you and they'll want to be on the show, and you have to decide, is that the right fit for whatever you're doing?
Only billionaires.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Mr. Trump? where are you?
I think my scale, I have a couple different scales. One, I think anybody who is genuinely interesting to any member of the show can make for a compelling interview. So Jen is big time into cooking. So there might be somebody.
Like Alton Brown is coming to Fox Theater, for instance. Would he be a
good
guest?
I would love to have him in here.
Come on, Alton.
Because he lives in Marietta.
Yeah.
He's an Atlanta guy. We can talk about Atlanta things on our show and talk about where he goes if he's going out. You know, I would love to talk to him. Like, I think
that would make it, that right there would make that a compelling interview to listen to, a conversation to listen to.
He's an interesting guy. So
even though Alton Brown, I almost call him Elton, Alton Brown isn't like huge on my radar. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
he's not.
He's like a megastar on my radar. Yeah.
So obviously the A-list celebrities that would be, you know, the Gwen Stefani's and the Tom Cruise's and the Chris Martin's and all those. Yep, we'll do them. And then people who I think are really.
You already have Tom Cruise lined up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
I've already done that once in my radio career. It'll never happen again.
You can never do it that good again.
But the. And then just everyday people. There's somebody that Jen and I both follow on social media that we found out that we both followed. I think you found her first. And she just writes these really inspirational. She's on a fitness journey and she's lost like 80 pounds in the past year. And
she's the best writer, though. So when you see her posts on Instagram, and she posts a lot, you know, right, one of those people that posts like a big novel underneath their picture. But she just inspires you to do something every day. And she's an amazing spirit. And I love reading her stuff. So we want to have her on the show. Like, we want to have people that are, you know, famous or not famous, but just people that are upbeat and living their best life, I think, you know.
And as the show rolls out over the next, you know, few weeks, month or two, we'll be more robust on the internet, you know, using the station has brand new webpage effective today, right? I haven't even looked. So there's a brand new.
I haven't even looked either.
Webpage. So we're not really diving into that, but eventually we'll put content.
Right.
You know, so even if we have an interview with somebody.
That only goes for 8 minutes on the air. You could run the 30-minute interview.
Or it
minutes.
Could be. It could be somebody that, you know, we'll talk. I think the point is we'll talk to anybody. Because there's always somewhere that it can live. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And then if it becomes really good, we'll almost use the radio show as a vehicle to drive the drive people to the website to find content and social media and all the places.
Parody songs? Is that you? We were talking about prank calls. Is that anything you would be willing to do? Or
I'm not going to commit or not commit to anything. Like the sound of
everything's
it.
Open.
Like you say that and I cringe. I'm But I think in the right context, I think entertainment is entertainment. You
That's
know?
True.
And so
I mean, people do stuff on YouTube all the time. Yeah.
But even if you talk to, you know, Ellen at the start of her show and said, okay, here's what I think we're going to be doing in a few years. One of your most popular bits is going to be celebrities in a dunk tank or listeners, or, you know, audience members dropping through trap doors if they get trivia questions wrong. She would have been like, that's not what I'm doing. But
it kind of shows evolve.
Yeah, the shows evolves and it puts into it. So I kind of
you're going to give everybody underwear.
Yes, everybody like gets Ellen underwear. Right. So it's kind of like the sound of it when you say it and when I think it, I'm kind of like, ew, that's gross. But I'm kind of open to anything that's entertaining.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's funny and it's gonna put people in a better mood when they head into work, then game on. Let's do it.
How important is social media for you guys in this day and age? Obviously, there wasn't much social media in 2001, but when you were starting out, it was billboards and just word of mouth.
There's really nothing more important.
Yeah. Facebook, there's a statistic that's something like 85% of women between, I think, 18 and 34
right.
look at Facebook
as their newsfeed
before their feet touch the ground in the morning.
My wife is outside that demo, but she would qualify.
Yeah. Everybody does. I do it.
Yeah.
Like, you look at the order of use on the phone.
Alarm goes off. You hit snooze.
And you
look
at
Facebook.
You do two things. First, you look at your urgent contact.
Or whatever fit. Yeah, whatever.
So it's either a text. You look to see if you have
notifications,
any voicemails or text,
basically.
Notifications.
Yeah.
And then you go to Facebook and you see what happened.
The night before. Who died?
Yeah. Like
David Bowie died the night before. Yeah.
Right. So social media is going to be huge to us. You know, when
it already has, right? I mean, I'm sure that's helped awareness, right? It's
without a doubt. And we'll have Instagram and there's Tingle.
Hey,
what's up? Come on in. We were just talking about you,
Tingle.
What's up,
Rodney?
How's it going?
How you doing, baby?
He was saying nice things about you.
So. No, he's a liar. He's a fucking liar.
Yeah, it was good. It felt good.
I got to hear you guys.
You'll have to edit that. You'll have to edit that F word out, apparently.
Nah, it's the internet.
We're on a podcast format, but they can fix things, right?
Nah, it's all.
See you guys later.
Thanks, man. Thanks for.
I heard you guys three times when I took the first daughter and the second daughter, and then went to the gym. It sounded great.
Thank you. It sounded fun, like happy.
That right there, that is the carpool mom we're going for.
That's the
Steve Tingle. Thanks, man.
He's so cool. Well, they're asking us to wrap up for Fifth Harmony.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Oh, you're talking to Fifth Harmony?
One-fifth of Fifth Harmony.
One-fifth.
Oh, we're talking to 20% of Fifth Harmony.
There you go.
We're talking to Spicy Fifth.
Spicy Fifth.
Right?
I don't know.
So
Which fifth are we talking to?
I think her name's Lauren.
Okay.
So
Lauren we're fifth. Talking to
so
Lauren.
So should we do a wrap-up question here?
Yes.
Sure.
I mean, what... I didn't even come up with the last question, but what are you looking forward to most just working on the show the next couple years? I mean, what is going to be the thing that you guys are hoping to achieve?
Yeah. Number one.
Yeah.
94.1.
Obviously, we want to make a ratings impact. Like, we want to be successful. That's a definite. I want to make the people who had confidence in us proud. You know, specifically Mike Fowler, who is my old general manager over at Q100, who is the puppet master,
chance on you guys,
who put all this together. Like, yeah. I want him to be able to say a year from now or 2 years from now, I did that.
As opposed to, oh, God, I did that. That would be bad.
Yes.
That would be a bad tone. It depends on the tone of voice.
The tone, yeah, it's a very good point.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want him to proudly say, I did that. And I really do, this sounds so cheesy, but I really do like the idea of doing what I can to put good ripples out in the world. Make people laugh, give people inspiration, encourage them, just be kind, like all that cheesy.
Do you think you're less cynical than you used to be? I mean, you used to come in as a little bit of the irascible element of the previous show.
I'm still cynical. I think the edge might be off a little bit, but I'm...
Is Cal even softening you up?
He's in a happier place in his life.
That's true. That helps.
And I think it's just that you didn't get to showcase how thoughtful you are and what a big heart you have on the other show.
Because your role was to be
that's true.
So to me, to Jeff's always done really nice things and thoughtful things. He's a great friend. He's an incredible son. You know, he's a great brother, a great boyfriend. And I feel like we get to talk about all of those things. Or fiance. Yeah. Sorry, I can't say boyfriend anymore.
Callie will listen to this and text you in 1 minute.
I know, fiance.
So we'll see more layers of Jeff Dollar.
Yes.
I think so. And I agree with Jeff. I want to create an Atlanta community. I feel like Atlanta's a big enough city. We're a big enough town to have our own show. I want to be Atlanta's favorite morning show.
And you're an Atlanta expert. I think people go to you and they know that you know this town inside and out, right? And that certainly helps. Right?
We've both been here long enough to to know what everybody's talking about. Yeah.
Well, good luck, guys.
And, Thank you.
You know, have fun with the extra 10 in the future. I think we did go over 10 this time. You're going to have to go shorter tomorrow to average it out.
That's fine. We have a final question for you.
Okay, go for
it. Who is going to win American Idol this year?
Does anybody care besides me?
No.
I didn't think so. I could throw names. I could have made up a name. I could have said Bert Weiss. You would have been, oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't realize.
Perfect.
Sorry. I care.
I know. I know what my final question for you is.
Yes.
What's the poll question going to be?
Oh, yeah.
What's the poll today?
Who's prettier looking, Jeff or Jen?
It would have to be...
Who has better hair?
I lose. It's Marino.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. All right. Thanks, Rodney.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.